Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this Palm Sunday special edition of Hope. Praying your day has started off well and you are blessed, and may this joyous ascension into Jerusalem bring you recreating this time, bring you peace and joy and hope, because it is a hopeful time. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem to start the beginning of Holy Week, and we just thank God that again he sent his son for us to walk among us, to live like we do, so that he experiences every single thing that we go through, and so is able to understand where we are and what we do at any given moment. Jesus has you covered, and we just thank God for this blessing of salvation, of his grace, of his love, that he sent his son for us, for you and me, to have a way to be in communion with God always. It's through his son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice he made on the cross for us. So I pray this scripture this morning is Psalm 147, and it is just of, again, praise and songs singing to the Lord for his greatness, for his love, for his goodness. And the song the Holy Spirit directed me was Just Breathe by Johnny Diaz. And it is the breath of God, the breath of life, that courses through our beings. If you are breathing this morning, it means God still has a purpose for your life. And so to walk in that purpose and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what you need to do today, how to serve and how to fulfill the purpose. May the Lord use your hands, your feet, your mouth, your ears, your whole being to bless and to be purposeful in your walk with the Lord today. It is amazing to me that breathing can change one's whole system. Normally, we all breathe between 12 to 20 breaths per minute to stay calm and focused and in line with who we are. It is actually supposed to be, I would say, between 5 and 7 breaths a minute. That's a big difference. And when we're all walking around stressed and anxious all the time, the breath has a lot to do with it. And the breath of God, he breathed life into us. And so it's a special gift to be able to breathe in the way God created us to breathe. And it is calmly, without stress, without, it's a breath of life that was breathed into every single person to bring us to life. So, make a concerted effort, I would say, just to calm your breathing down. And in doing so, everything falls into place better and easier, because it's a breath of life from God. And we are called to walk calmly. In Jesus's day, he was never in a rush to do anything. Everything was calm and everything was according to the Lord's will. And it is a wonderful thing to be able to walk like Jesus, to follow in his footsteps and do all that we are called to do in this life that we have been given, to spread his word, to bless others, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your spirit. And the second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. So I pray we can exhibit that, especially today, wherever you are. Bless somebody, love on somebody, be kind to someone. Be who Jesus has called you to be to somebody today. And you will be surprised at how wonderful the day continues and life is. Psalm 147 reads, "Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws." Praise the Lord. Amen. I pray that the scripture finds you well. And I'm going to read just some verses from Psalm 118, verses 26 to 29. It is just a Palm Sunday scripture and verses. So as you walk into Palm Sunday, take these verses with you. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With a bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Amen. Again, I pray his love covers you today, this week, as we go through this holy week, and remember to breathe and be calm and blessed this day. And may we just continue to give praise, glory, and honor to God for all he has done for us. And we just thank God for his blessing, for his Son, for his Holy Spirit, for leaving, for bringing Jesus to this earth to walk and save us, and for leaving the Holy Spirit behind to indwell in us, to guide us in the way we should go. Happy Palm Sunday. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Please share. And may the grace of the Lord, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Till next time, God bless you.